how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, May 25th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Broadband disclosures on the third anniversary of GDPR and NIST's supply chain recommendations. This is the business of tech. In the U.S., Senator Ron Wyden is calling for Treasury to expand the investment from the American Rescue Plan to focus on communities without access to 100 megs upload and download, beyond the definition of unserved or underserved communities. The call is to expand the definition from 25 megs down and 3 megs up to 100 megs up and down. In Europe, with the third anniversary of privacy law GDPR today, there's some studies on the impact. The fear of group legal settlements following a serious data breach haunts 90% of security leaders, while 85% are more concerned about the threat of regulatory fines, according to an Egress report. It's a real threat. 47% of consumers said they would consider joining a class action lawsuit against an organization that leaked their personal data, and 67% were aware of their rights to take legal action under GDPR. Egress found that 91% of security leaders said they were turning to specialist insurance providers to cover them against cyber incidents and data breaches, or had already upgraded existing policies since GDPR came in. This is supported by some data from Splunk, indicating 84% of global organizations have suffered a serious security incident over the past 2 years, and 78% are concerned about more sophisticated supply chain attacks coming in the future. The Australian government is also considering mandatory reporting for cybercrime incidents. This per the Home Affairs head, who indicated this is considered, quote, an extension of the cybersecurity strategy released last year. So why do we care? Europe is important to watch as governments there are leading the way on privacy-related legislation. To get a sense of what things may look like in the future in the US, look to Europe. As I've spoken a lot about accountability and incentives lately, when there are guardrails that keep organization within the bounds, those leaders take the guidance a lot more seriously. Insurance alone isn't the answer. When you couple that with the personal and corporate responsibility imposed by a law like GDPR, from my vantage point, we're at least seeing somewhat different outcomes. Change the incentives, change the outcomes. But to do that, IT services companies need to ask harder questions about the incentives of those they work with. Let's borrow liberally from the National Law Review. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, jointly published a new resource as part of their ongoing efforts to promote awareness of and help organizations defend against supply chain risks. The publication, Defending Against Software Supply Chain Attacks, provides recommendations for software customers and vendors, as well as key steps for prevention, mitigation, and resilience of software supply chain attacks. Here's two key recommendations. NIST recommends establishing a formal organization-wide cyber supply chain risk management, or CSCRIM, program to ensure that supply chain risk receives attention across the organization, including from executives and managers within operations and personnel across supporting roles. NIST recommends that organizations develop and implement a vulnerability management program to scan for, identify, triage, and mitigate existing software vulnerabilities. Now, why do we care? NIST's recommendation is to look for vulnerabilities. Let's pair that with the recent UK Cyber Centre's recommendation to turn on automatic patching for all devices. The future of patch management looks like just scanning to make sure patches are happening, not acting as a blocker to slow the process down with any verification. You thus handle exceptions. Think of this in the context of a business process layer IT services company. You care a lot less about implementing things like patch management and more about just ensuring you handle exceptions. That's a different offering for sure than the traditional managed service. Did you know the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the business of tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Xynta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Xynta is a family-owned company dedicated to making software suck a little less each day. Visit GOZYNTA.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'll be brief. I've moved my day all around to celebrate my 18th anniversary. Talk to you again tomorrow.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.